In this bulletin, rescue teams continue to search for survivors of Afghanistan's deadly earthquake, a federal government warning about the dangers of e-cigarettes, and Nick Kyrgios forced to withdraw from the Mallorca Tennis Championships due to an abdominal injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The death toll from an earthquake in Afghanistan has passed 1,000 but is likely to grow as rescue teams work to save victims of the deadly disaster. Officials say at least 1,500 people have been injured in the 6.1 magnitude quake which struck near Khost. Rescue efforts are being hampered by difficult conditions, including rains and landslides, and many villages being nestled in inaccessible hillside areas. World Vision Australia's Patrick Thomas says his agency is providing emergency food aid and focusing its efforts on the country's west.
The situation at the moment is one of desperation. It was desperation before the Taliban took over. With drought and with food supplies being extremely low and limited to get to these remote communities in particular.
Unions have accused the New South Wales government of bullying tactics over plans to fine striking workers thousands of dollars. Nurses and teachers are planning to walk off the job next week, calling for wage increases and measures to address crippling workloads and staff shortages. The state government plans to introduce changes in state parliament that would see fines of up to $55,000 imposed for the first day of industrial action and $27,500 for each day thereafter. Mark Morrie from Unions New South Wales says his members are fed up and won't be silenced by the threat.
I think they're trying to bully and intimidate nurses and cleaners and paramedics to say to them, you work for us, now shut up. I think it's a despicable tactic from what is now obviously a despicable government.
Australian health authorities are warning that the damage caused by smoking electronic cigarettes could be the next big health issue facing the country. The National Health and Medical Research Council has revised its guidelines around the harms and benefits of electronic cigarettes. The council reports the use of e-cigarettes is increasing in Australia, especially in younger people, and that much more evidence has emerged about the dangers of vaping. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has asked people to talk about the issue with their friends and families to help raise awareness.
Increased use of e-cigarettes is a shared concern amongst my fellow Chief Health Officers and Chief Medical Officers in all of the states and territories. In fact, one of my colleagues has said recently that e-cigarettes are the next big health issue after COVID.
A COVID-19 quarantine facility built in Melbourne's north could be used to house hundreds of refugees from Afghanistan and Ukraine. The new $200 million Centre for National Resilience at Mickleham was built to accommodate unvaccinated international travellers, but the requirement for them to isolate for 7 days has since been scrapped. The 500-bed facility, which opened in February, was built by the Commonwealth and operated by the state. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's been briefed this week on possible alternative uses of the facility.
For instance, we've still got, I think, around 500 Afghan refugees to look after. There's a couple of hundred Ukrainian refugees, I think, and there's some active work being done at the moment to see whether Mickleham, in partnership with the Commonwealth and other service providers, might well be the perfect place to provide those people with the resettlement that they need.
In sport, the Australian Olympic Committee says it's up to individual sports to make decisions about whether transgender women can compete in their competitions. Swimming's world governing body, FINA, sparked a furore this week after it became the first Olympic sport to effectively ban transgender swimmers from elite women's competitions. The decision has caused a chain reaction, with rugby excluding transgender athletes from sanctioned international matches, while athletics and netball review their policies. Speaking on Olympian Day, AOC Chief Executive Matt Carroll says each of the 46 Olympic sports will make their own decisions in line with the International Olympic Committee's guidelines.
And they've pointed to the fairness and safety aspects of any sport, which is very, very important. And each sport is different. Therefore, the way you apply that to a sport will be different. It'll be very different from, a sport like badminton to a sport like rugby. You know, so that will be very different. So I don't see it as being one policy fits all, because that just doesn't happen in sport. But I come back to the fairness, the safety, and also respect. And respect comes both ways.
And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has been forced to withdraw from the Mallorca Championships due to an abdominal injury. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.